I just felt that over the years I'd tried different things. I was at a point in my life where I was willing to try anything.
Sandra Hocking is a Wiradjuri woman from the Kalari tribe of Forbes in New South Wales. After suffering from 3 strokes, Sandra has had to rely on a wheelchair and a walker in order to move around for the past 11 years. The opportunity came in early June when a mobile Nunkery clinic from South Australia travelled to Western New South Wales in partnership with the Western New South Wales Local Health District, visiting hospitals in 6 towns over 2 weeks. It was Sandra's doctor who suggested the alternative treatment, which involved 2 Nunkery healers in an hour-long session. The results were astounding.
They just seemed to know exactly where the pain was. I had no expectations at all. And to be able to stand up beside the bed, one of the ladies pointing to my walker, and she would not allow me to have it. I finally took several steps towards her. Yeah, it was just so emotional to think that I'd walked without the walker after all these years.
The mobile Nunkery clinic was made possible from the advocacy work of traditional Aboriginal medicine by Dr. Francesca Panzeroni. The Italian-born academic is leading the way in integrating traditional Aboriginal healing into conventional medical practices. A former lecturer in international human rights law, Dr. Panzeroni now heads the Anangu Nunkari Chutaku Aboriginal Corporation, or ANTAC, based in northwestern South Australia.
From the learning process to the way which it is passed down to the healing skills that each healer has is very unique. It's a healing knowledge system which is very deeply interconnected to country and to family groups and to personal skills.
Beyond physical well-being, the Nunkari also take care of a patient's mind and spirit. The Nunkari can see a person's spirit through the healing touch, the pampuni, and place a misaligned spirit back into the body.
Some people come with physical ailments from, you know, headache, vomiting or insomnia. They have done all the tests with the doctors, but there is no medical reason for, you know, this person to be sick. Yet the person still continues to experience the symptoms. So a lot of times the healers see that their spirit is misaligned. So the healers see our spirit sitting, you know, in the center of our chest. And for a lot of people, due to everyday living, trauma, so they are able to align the spirit.
Dr. Panzeroni says traditional healers have a deeper meaning for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
It goes beyond even, you know, the physical ailments. It is an experience of cultural reconnection, especially, you know, for those individuals or communities whose culture has been broken by the process of colonization.
Debiana Marie Watson is a Pitjantjatjara woman from Pipalchara in the Anangu Pitjantjatjara Yakunjijara lands. She has been a Nunkari healer since she was a child, when she acquired her medical knowledge from another realm.
When I was asleep, I travelled with my father, like spirit travelling in the sky, going to different places, travelling with father. That's the first I learned, like travelling to other country, like other dreaming, healing and using hands, pain, taking the pain away and healing when someone's sick. Long way, long distance.
Nunkari healers also treat mental illness. ANTAC services extend to the prison system. South Australia officially recognises the healing touch of Aboriginal healers in its Mental Health Act of 2009. It has a traditional healers brokerage program allowing any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person in the state to access state-funded Nunkari service. Debbie says invisible forces can sometimes cause mental illness.
Some mental, some bad spirit, like someone's spirit in their body, or maybe sometimes brain damage and sometimes too many thinking, and that's why they got mental, you know, like worry and stress.
Even though Nunkari healing is not part of the formal health system, but its therapeutic benefits are gaining recognition in the medical community. In South Australia, Nunkari often visit hospital and clinics, working alongside doctors to provide complementary treatment for patients. The ANTAC Mobile Clinic has also travelled to New South Wales, Victoria and Western Australia to provide therapies. Dr. Panzeroni is proud of the organisation's achievements in creating an employment pathway for the Nunkari in order for people to access this ancient healing practice.
ANTAC is, you know, creating an employment pathway, especially for the young Nunkari, because I think that if you don't find an employment pathway, even if the tradition will continue to be passed down, it won't have a place in the 21st century society. They say to me, we are the Nunkari of the 21st century. We want to work in the hospital and, you know, and help people and also, you know, work with the doctor when we can help.
It's a path Dr. Francesca Panzeroni never expected to embark on when she came across a report on how Chinese traditional medicine was widely practiced and supported by the government in Australia nearly a decade ago. Yet, there was hardly any mention of Aboriginal traditional healing in the same report. This curiosity led to her conducting her own research and eventually working as CEO of ANTAC.
For me, it has been a learning process. You know, I come from another country and I didn't know anything about it. So it all started out of my curiosity to find out why I can't find anything about Aboriginal traditional medicine. And then it became like a vision, you know, with the healers, like a pathway that we started to walk together with a lot of obstacles and difficulties, but we are here.